Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sweet Filthy Morning After by Christina Lauren. Read by Jason Carpenter.
When I finally come to, my whole body feels slow and sticky. Sleep burns behind my eyelids, and the effort it takes to roll from my stomach to my back would be comical if I were watching it happen to someone else. Maybe also if the ceiling weren't spinning above me. The hotel room is cool and dark, but it's the artificial kind of darkness where the sun is choked off by heavy insulated drapes, and it's impossible to tell what time of day it is. Even without looking around, I can tell the bed I'm in is not only in someone else's hotel room, but it's massive. At 6'2", I've spent the better part of my adult life wishing all beds were twice as large. During Bike and Build, I shared a tent with three other people and slept on a cot where my feet hung over the edge every night for an entire year. Here my legs are fully extended, and yet I can't feel the footboard, and there's plenty of room on either side. I could probably stretch and starfish all over the mattress if I wanted to. But with the ceiling still blooming in and out of focus, the very idea of moving even an inch from this spot makes me want to sew my mouth shut so I can never, ever, ever drink again. An air conditioner kicks on somewhere nearby and floods the space with crisp, industrial air. There's a hint of cigarette smoke, the unmistakable trace of perfume, the odor of a lot of alcohol. I wrinkle my nose. I'm fairly certain that last one is me. It feels like someone is trying to pry my scalp from my skull, and when I manage to reach down and pull something, a sock, I think, out from under my leg, I realize that I'm also very, very naked. A tiny cough sounds from somewhere to my left. So I'm also not alone. It's startling how fast something like that can sober a person up. I bolt to my feet, and regret it almost immediately. I groan, knees buckling. I squeeze my eyes shut, bracing myself against the mattress until the world rights itself again. The other side of the bed has clearly been used. The sheets are pulled loose, the comforter missing, and another sound, a soft murmuring.